Good Monday morning, my peeps. It's Yo Adrian Talks, and I'm excited to have a guest who has written 24 books. Did you hear me? 24 books. Dr. Noah St. John is known as the mental health coach to the stars, and I am so excited that you're here with us. Noah, welcome, and I'd love for you to introduce yourself to my listeners.
Well, thank you, Adrian. It's great to be here. Yeah, I'm Dr. Noah St. John. I'm known as the father of affirmations, mental health coach to stars, author of 24 books, which you can see back here, some of them. And these are my books in other languages, 18 languages so far. But yeah, I've helped, I've been doing this since 1997. And what I mean by this is I help business owners make a lot of money very, very quickly while winning their lives back. So I'm known as the coach who helps people, experts, coaches, direct marketing people, direct sales, network marketers, coaches, chiropractors, health professionals. I mean, really dozens of industries. Anyway, help people make more in just 12 weeks than they did in the past 12 months while actually winning their lives back in the process. Meaning it's not about working harder and longer. It's about putting the right systems in place. And that's why we've been able to help our clients really add over $3 billion collectively, meaning multiple six figures, seven figures, and even eight figures using my methods for over the past 25 years. So yeah, that's a little about what I do.
That's incredible. I mean, I was just telling you, but I'll tell the listeners too. I was reading his The Seven Figure Expert when I took my son to do a college visit, and I just absolutely loved all the information that you give and how much you do help with like the negative head talk and all the different things that go along with the business. And one thing I really enjoyed that I thought, if you didn't mind us starting around, and we can just, like I said, talk as we do, but
Sure.
your three irresistible offer questions, because I found it so intriguing. I think a lot of people don't think about what their audience and their end result maybe. So
Right.
I'd love to hear a little bit more about that process and how you help people through that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll hold up the book. The book is called The
Well, they
Seven Figure
actually can't
Expert.
see.
Oh, you can't see? Oh,
Nope,
all right.
it'll
Well,
just be
anyway.
audio.
Oh, got it. Never mind. I'm holding up a book, but you can't see. Anyways. The reason I was showing you is because in my books, I always use a lot of graphics and pictures and charts and graphs because the human mind really works in pictures. And so that's why a lot of my readers tell me they really enjoy the books because it's really more like an action guide. Like, here's what to do in first, second, third, fourth, and really use it as a checklist. And so with my seven-figure expert formula, what you're referring to is what I call seven-figure offers and putting those offers in place. Which is one of the five phases that you really need to do if you want to hit that multiple six or seven or even eight figures in your business, which you've helped many people do. So yeah, so when you look at seven-figure offers, there are, of course, several things that you have to keep in mind. One of the questions that you really want to be asking is, what are the biggest problems that your ideal buyer hungers to solve? All right. So if you think about your ideal buyer, and I use that term on purpose because, of course, people can use any term you want, you say client, customer. I just like to say buyer because I'm like, I want people to realize that, of course, we are in this for having an impact and having more influence, but we also want financial freedom. I mean, we want that, right? So I like that term just to keep people focused on that, because it's one thing a lot of the gurus talk about, oh, you got to put out value. And that's sort of true, but you can put out as much value as you want. And still, I know a lot of people, who were doing that, before they came to me and, whether they decided to hire me as for one-on-one coaching or group coaching, they were putting out all this value and they're like, no, where's my money? I'm like, well, you kind of left out a few things,
That's a
And
really good point, right?
yeah,
Like you have to add value, but you still need the
right.
buy in
Yeah.
the end. That is a
You need
very good
someone to
point.
give
I
you
never thought
this
about
thing
it that
called money,
way.
right? And it's like, hello. So, and one of the things that I've been doing for many, many years now is really helping people to change the conversation in their mind about money. So just that. And anyway, that's just I have a lot of little things in there, little psychological tweaks that we use.
Well, it's true though, because so many people do. They focus on the value, and the value, like you said, is important. But if you're doing something that you love for the money as well. So if you're not ever focusing on that, then that's a problem.
Right. Well, the point is, one of the things that I do is I talk about what the gurus don't say and what they leave out, So every guru, since the beginning of time, say, I'll just put out value and, the money will show up. No, it will not. No, No. I mean, and the irony is, of course, I know because I did that. I listened to these idiots and I did what they said. And I'm like, where's my money? You know, meanwhile, I was putting out all this value and like, hello, you know, crickets. And I'm like, well, this kind of sucks, man. You left out all this stuff. You know? Anyway, so another question that people, you know, also want to ask when it comes to developing your seven figure offers is, you know, what are the results that someone can get from working with you? You know, so listen, the reason that people spend money or invest money is because they want a result, you know, so whether you are, let's say you're in network marketing and, you know, you're selling nutraceuticals or you're selling weight loss or you're selling, you know, cosmetics, whatever it is, people want a result. You know, of course, they want to look better. They want to feel better. They want to look younger, all those things. Right. And yeah. Of course, if you're also selling an opportunity, whether it's in network marketing or whether it's in coaching or your, you know, online courses or books or whatever, they want a result, right? And so making money, being happy, having a happy relationship, having a good marriage, you know, there are, of course, many, many results that people can have. And so, but you got to talk about those results and you got to be specific. And then a third thing that you really need to look at is, and talk about is your client's journey of transformation. The journey of transformation, meaning, you know, let's talk about that because people don't want more information. They want transformation. All right.
So explain that a little bit more. That's an interesting, I don't think I've heard like, it put in that terminology mm-hmm. before. When I saw it in your book, I thought it was very intriguing as well.
Well, thank you. I'd like to say things differently. And that's, you know, one of the reasons my clients get great results. So I'll give you a perfect example. And I mean, I have hundreds of examples. If you go to our website, you can see literally hundreds of case studies of my clients. So like, for example, there's one client that her name's Tamisa. She's a business owner in Arizona. Okay. And she came to me. And she was a self-proclaimed seminar junkie. That's her words, not mine. And so she was going to all these seminars, you know, and she was doing well in her business. She was doing six figures. But, you know, she just kept hitting that income ceiling. She couldn't break through that income ceiling. And she was going to all these seminars, you know, running around all the gurus. And, of course, they're all saying the same thing, you know, da, 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 but not value, blah, 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 you know. And just nothing was, you know, she just couldn't break through that ceiling. So she decided to join. We have a program called the 12-Week Breakthrough, which is where I help people make more in 12 weeks than they did in the previous 12 months while winning their lives back at the same time. And, you know, she was kind of skeptical at first. She's like, well, is this going to be like everything else? And, you know, most people are skeptical these days because, you know, a lot of people have been burned by these gurus. They spent all this money and, you know, gotten really lousy results. And, you know, I understand that. That's what happened to me, too. Anyway, but she decided to take that leap. And in the first 2 weeks of getting coaching from me, she tripled her investment in 2 weeks. Now, wow. We hadn't even started talking about money yet. That's the funny part about that. We literally hadn't gotten to the part about money, but she tripled in just 2 weeks. Another example is I had a client named Sheila, who is in network marketing, and she was doing well. Again, just a little bit under six. Well, actually, she was making $5,000 a month. So $5,000 a month in her, you know, group sales.
Yep.
She heard me speak at her company's national sales convention. And she also had been spending a lot of money on all these different gurus and, you know, but she and making $5,000 a month, which is not bad. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
But she could do a lot more and she wanted to do more. Mm-hmm. And so she joined my 12-week breakthrough program. And in 6 months after, you know, we started coaching, she went to $75,000 a month. So from $5,000 a month to $75,000 a month.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
100% increase in less than 6 months. So you see what I mean? So you want to use these stories like this. So for everyone listening to the program, think about the clients or the customers or the people that you've worked with. And really, it's very important to talk about your clients' results. And another thing that shows is that you have a system. You want to make sure you talk about a system. And why is that so important? Well, because when we look at the gurus, 95% of them have what I call personality-driven success. Personality-driven success, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's based on their personality. Well, the point is, what if you don't have that personality? You know, then you're out of luck. Right? Because it's all about them and look how cool I am and look at my jet and look at my helicopter, look at my boat, and look at my this and look at my that. I'm like, aren't I awesome? And it's like, well, yeah, you're awesome. Have you helped anyone else? You know?
Yeah.
And usually not so much, you know? And so the point is, that's why I'd rather brag about my clients than me, because if I'm only bragging about me, then maybe it's just my personality. But if I'm bragging about my clients, then you know, it's not just about me. It's about the system that we give our clients. And so that's when I talk about the journey of transformation.
I love that. Really thinking about your clients and And even, you know, like you said, if you have a business, if you were a chiropractor and other chiropractors or right. direct sales or whatever, the people right. who also work for you, how they're taking, you know, what they're getting out of it as well. Because I believe you're right. I think a lot of people focus on, you know, the actual product or whatever, but not really how that product is helping and what it's doing for others and or, you know, and or service, of course.
That's right.
So I love that you say that you brag about your clients instead of bragging about yourself. That's brilliant.
Yeah. That's how you know it's a system, right? Because, and you know, I want, this is one of my missions here on earth is to really get people to wake up, because I was seduced by all those guys too. And what they do is very seductive, because they're showing, you know, a boat, a helicopter, a jet. And I was like, you know, so they're showing all these seductive images. And, you know, you get sucked in there because like, oh, I want a jet. I want a helicopter, you know. But the fact is that there's a huge, enormous difference between someone who's great at making money for themselves and someone who is great at helping others make money for themselves. You see the difference?
Yeah.
And so, you know, we think that, oh, well, this guy made so much money, so he'll be able to teach me how to make so much money. The reality is not so much. Not so much. That doesn't happen often. I'm not saying it never happens, but usually it means that guy is just really good at making money. He's a great self-promoter, self-marketer.
Right.
And it's like, again, personality driven. Well, what if I don't have that? And 99% of people don't have that personality. I don't have that.
Right.
You know? And so the point is, that's why it took, I mean, I had to spend over $500,000 going to all these clowns for 20 years and realize they can't teach their way to a paper bag. It's like, wait a minute. You know, I gave this guy $20,000. He gave me this little nugget. This guy, $25,000, gave me a little thing. I'm like, oh my God, I gave you so much money and that's all I got? You know?
Right. And so,
very aggravating.
And well, yeah, of course. I mean, because that's what we're all, like you said, we're all, anybody in the mindset work, which is a lot of my listeners, right? Right. We're trying to make ourselves better. Like you right. said, make ourselves better, growth, but also, I mean, growth in your income and growth in your business and being able to help other people grow and, you know, grow a, you know, business for them too. And so I love though, that you really, really focus on what you're doing for the people that you're serving or your clients. I mean, that's just such a brilliant way of flipping that switch that, you know, you, like you said, cause so many people are, I see that all the time in direct sales. Like, I look at some of the top leaders and some are quiet and some are outgoing. I mean, you have right. like, it is all about you being authentically you and you teaching other people to be authentically them. Because like, if I try to act like Noah, I'm not going to get anywhere. And if you try to act like Adrian, you're not going to get anywhere. Right.
That's right. That's right. And it makes sense because we think that if I just act like that person, then I'll have, you know, their results. And that's usually not the case at all. But the other problem that the gurus have and what they are promoting is that, you know, just give me money and I'll show you how I made all my money. And the answer is they 99 times out of 100, they don't even really know how they did it, number one. Or number two, they just don't really want to tell you. So what they do is they give you 80% of it and then they leave out the important 20%. Or they give you 20% and leave out the important 80%. Either way, the point is they leave out all the good stuff, right? And so that's why, you know, going back to my example, like Tamisa, you know, that's why she was able to triple her investment in 2 weeks. I'll give you another example. I was talking with one of my clients named Charles, and I asked him, I said, you know, and he'd been doing all these other things, you know, again, spending a lot of money. And he was, again, he was doing well, doing, you know, six figures in his business. So he wasn't like, you know, broke or something, but, you know, he still couldn't break through that income ceiling. And I said, I asked him a question, which I ask all my clients. I said, you know, if we don't fix this problem, how much do you think it's going to cost you over the next 12 months? Meaning, how much do you think you're going to lose out on? He said, $1 million easily. I'm going to easily lose $1 million if we don't fix this. Now, he'd already been reading my book, so he understood my philosophy and how I'm different. And so I said, I'll tell you what. I said this to him. I said, just give me 10% of that $1 million and I'll find you $1 million in the next 12 months. In other words, if you give me $1 and I give you $10 in return, is that a good deal? He goes, well, yeah, that's a good deal. So
yeah,
he gave me
story. Yeah.
He did. He paid me $100K. That's 10% of $1 million, right? He paid me $100,000 to coach him one-on-one. I coached him for a year, one-on-one, you know, and walked him through this whole process. And I, as it turns out, I didn't find him $1 million in the next 12 months. Instead, I found him $1.8 million in just 10 months.
That's amazing.
And I mean, he sent me an email. He said, guess where I am, Noah? I'm on a 7-week vacation with my wife. We just bought a new RV with all this money we've got. So we're taking 7 weeks off. We're driving all around the Southeast. He said, this is what I've always wanted to do. And he said, so not only am I making more money than ever before, I also have more time than I've ever had in my life. So it's not just about working 10 times harder so you have more money. No, it's the opposite. It's about putting systems in place so the systems work hard so you don't have to.
And that's what I saw, like in your book, a lot of the things you talked about are the getting a system in place,
yes,
so that, you know, you can almost not be on autopilot, but kind of right. Like you have a system so that, you know, that what's happening is happening and it's getting done and you're right. Doing what you need to do to keep your business growing. Right.
That's right. And it's really like building a house. Building your business is a lot like building a house, right? There's a lot to it, a lot of different aspects to it. But the problem is that most entrepreneurs, they wake up in the morning and go, man, it sure is cold in here. I think I need a new house, you know? And they say, well, I just got to work hard, right? That's what all the gurus say. Just keep your nose to the grindstone and work hard. So they start slapping boards together, hoping a house shows up. But meanwhile, they don't even have a plan. There's no plan. They're just running on this treadmill saying, oh, gee, I hope a house shows up. And so what I do that's different is I say, listen, let's start with a plan, right? That's what Seven Figure Expert is all about. It's about a formula, a system. And it doesn't matter who you are. I mean, as long as you follow the system. But so just like building a house, you know, I'm like the architect. So I've helped thousands of people build their dream home. But one of the important things is to understand is it's about their dream, not my dream. And that's right. What so many of the gurus do. And there's an old saying, that he who's good with a hammer, all the world is a nail. So what they say is, hey, well, I did it this way, so you should do it. You know, I spent all this money on Facebook ads, you should spend money on Facebook ads. So people spend all this money on Facebook ads, they lose tons of money. And then I come in and I go, well, what happened? And they said, well, I spent all this money because this guy said to do it. I said, well, what are you sending him to? Oh, I don't have an offer yet. Okay. You know, face palm. It's like, no, we got to do it in order. Just like building a house. There's a system, there's an order, there's a sequence. And if you don't follow it, you're probably going to lose a lot of money.
it is such a good point because, you know, there are so many people that just, what do they say? Throw it against the wall and see what sticks, right? Like that's what people are doing just to see what helps instead of having a plan. I did love that. I was going to say that about your book, having the pictures too. I think you're so right.
Thank you.
Just looking through it and being like, I also love that you talked a lot about, like, you know, head trash, like all the things that we say to ourselves.
Right.
And so I'd love for you to talk a little bit about that and kind of how you work, like how you work people through that as well, because I think that is something that holds so many people back. And I know a lot of my listeners have even said, you know, they get in those negative spirals and those thoughts come through their heads. So I'd love for you to explain a little bit about that too. That was in your book, because I really enjoyed that.
Absolutely. Well, you could say that I've written 24 books on this one subject, which is how to take out your head trash. Because I mean, as you said, I mean, it's affecting tens of millions of people, and many people don't even realize what's happening or, you know, why they're holding themselves back. So if you think about your goals, for everyone listening to the program, think about what it is that you want, right? And think about it in terms of three different things: being, doing, and having, right? I want to be happy. I want to be healthy. I want to, you know, be fulfilled. I want to feel, you know, good about myself, feel confident, et cetera. So then you've got being, doing, and then I want to, you know, I want to take my family on a trip to the Grand Canyon. I want to, you know, just take more vacations, spend more time, you know, playing tennis, whatever. I want to do this. And then I want to have a new house, a new car, you know, better wardrobe, whatever. So being, doing, and having, those are the three types of goals that we humans can have. But here's the interesting thing. After most people set their goals, the very next thing that happens in their head is, I probably can't do it. You know, so they set a goal.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing that part, but then they go, I don't think I can do it. And what's even worse is, they say, I can't do it because ... And then you just fill in the blank, right?
A huge list, right? All the things start showing up.
Yes. I want to grow my business, but I don't have the time. I want to write a book, but I don't know where to start. I want to have more time with my family, but I can't afford it. You know, I want to go on vacations, but I don't have the money. You see, we have all of these reasons that say, I can't do it because, and everything that happens after the word because, that is your head trash. And that is the very thing that's holding you back. And ironically, that is the thing that you will defend to the death. And so when you argue for your limitations, you get to own them. So one of the things that I do, and one of the reasons I've helped my clients make $3 billion over the last 26 years, is I help them, number one, identify their head trash. And then number two, systematically take out your head trash using my system, the system that I created, you know, 26 years ago. And, you know, it's been proven in thousands and thousands of cases to help people not only take out their head trash, but see, that's what's really great about money, because you can measure it. right? It's one thing to say, well, I'm you know, 12 times happier than when I started with Noah. It's like, well, it's a little, that's kind of hard to measure. It's like, you know, what? Yeah. I mean, I'm so much more happy. Well, how much happier? Well, 62 times. You know what I mean? It's hard to say. But if you say, well, I was making $5,000 a month, now I'm making $5,000 a month. I, you know, $60,000 in debt, now I'm making six figures, you know, income. I was working, you know, night and day, and my business hadn't grown for 15 years. Now I doubled my income. All these are real stories of real clients of mine. I mean, you can go to our website and see, and there's, you know, thousands more. So anyway, the point is that's what head trash. So what I often say to my clients, whether one-on-one or group coaching, is listen, this is the one problem that's causing all your other problems. So it's like a domino effect. But the beauty of that is once you take out your head trash, then a lot of those problems that you think you have actually go away. And it's that one thing that's holding you back. So we take care of that one thing and everything gets fixed. Pretty amazing.
It's well, and that's so true, right? Because like you said, you kind of get what you focus on. So when you say, I want to do this, but, and all those buts show up, that's not what you're focusing on. And then you let opportunity go by. Cause that's what I always say. I'm like, it's opportunities are presenting themselves to you every day. But if you are stuck in this, I can't do it, you're never going to see them, right? Like you're only going to see the barriers. You're not going to see the golden pathway right in front of you. You're just going to look at the wall that's sitting next to it, right? Like,
yeah. That's right. Well, that's what, like Charles, that story I told you a moment ago, I mean, that was his thing. And I mean, he wasn't aware of it until I brought it to his attention. And then, you know, we were able to systematically remove it. 1.8 million in 10 months. I mean, he gave me a dollar, I gave him $18 back. You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's all part of it too, is right. Like we're in our own space. And I think that's why coaching and everything is so important, because you need somebody that's taking a bird's eye view, because you're in it every day doing the same thing over and over and over again. And you need somebody else to look at you and go, hey, have you noticed that path right there? You're standing in front of the wall. You just need to move to the left.
That's right. Totally. Right? Yes. You're right. We all need that. We all need that outside objective. Yes. Yeah. Objective perspective, I should say.
Yes, of course. That's so, I mean, I really did enjoy this book, and I'm sure, you know, I'll be putting it out there. I know you offer a free copy. They just pay shipping, correct? Right?
That is correct. Yep.
You got it. I'll put that out this week too, so that people can see it, because I did really enjoy a lot of your tips, and you do talk a lot about your systems in there too.
Yep, absolutely. So it's sevenfigureexpertbook.com. Very easy to remember. Sevenfigureexpertbook.com. And yeah, the book is free. Just, we just ask you to cover the shipping. We ship anywhere on planet Earth, and yeah, it's got a lot of really great tips. And one of the things that I love my readers, you know, when I go on Amazon and I read, you know, there's a lot of 5-star reviews on there of my different books. A lot of people have said to me over the years that, you know, Noah, yours is the first self-help or business book that I actually finished.
And you can finish it pretty quick. Like I liked it too, that I could get a lot of information. It wasn't, you know, sometimes there's all the extra stuff. It's like you get to the point and you show what you're talking about and, you know, you keep going. So right. I really did enjoy that as well. I know you also talk a lot about your affirmations. Could you explain that too?
Sure. An affirmation, of course, is something we've all heard a million times. It's a statement of something you want to be true. An affirmation is something I invented 26 years ago, and it's an empowering question that immediately changes your subconscious thought patterns using the embedded presupposition factor of the brain. That's just a fancy way of saying when you ask better questions, you get better answers. So my affirmations method, so an affirmation would be something like, I'm happy, I'm rich, I'm successful. And your brain goes, no, you're not. And so with
you, you automatically go to that thing we just talked about, that head trash.
Exactly, exactly. And so, you know, in fact, a study was done, believe it or not, a scientific study was done and showed that 75% of people that use the old affirmations method actually end up more frustrated than before. So imagine if you had a smartphone that didn't work 3 out of the 4 times you went to use it. You'd probably get a new phone, wouldn't you?
Yes, so you would.
That's what I invented, a new phone for the mind, you know, a better phone for your mind. And so what affirmations are, they're empowering questions. Why am I so happy? Why am I so rich? Why am I always in the right place at the right time? And, you know, just using the embedded presupposition factor of the brain, when you change your questions, you start to change your assumptions, you change your habits, change your results, and that's how you change your life. So you can learn more about that at affirmations.com. So it's spelled A-F-F-O-R-M-A-T-I-O-N-S, affirmations. And yeah, I mean, there's just so many stories that we have. I mean, and even, you know, teenagers, kids love affirmations, but, you know, people of all ages. And we have over 3 million, as we call them, affirmers all around the world. But people who using my affirmations method and getting amazing results.
So that's like you said, because when you say, I'm just trying to clarify. Sure. So when you say like, I am rich, you automatically in your head start that, well, not really, because I don't have this and I don't have that. Right. But when you say, why am I so rich? It sort of makes your head go, whoa, I have a great house. I have a great car. Right. So that's the difference. It like flips you to think about the things you do have. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, that is right. And so the point is what we're talking about, the law of sowing and reaping, right? As you sow, so shall you reap. But what are we sowing? We're sowing seeds of thought, right? But what are most people doing? They're sowing lousy thought seeds. Like, why am I so stupid? Why am I so fat? Why can't I lose weight? Why isn't my business growing? Why is there more month left at the end of the money, right? Well, you ask lousy questions, what do you get? You get lousy answers.
Right.
So using my affirmations method, for the first time, you can actually take conscious control of the questions that you're asking, change the questions, change your habits, change your results, and thereby change your life. So it truly is the fastest and most transformational belief change method that's ever been invented.
I really like that. I do, because I think that that is so true. When I even said those two things, it is amazing the difference in the way that you're going to show up after you say that statement or question, right?
Correct. That's right. Exactly. And so, you know, what I often say, and you know, I've said this on many interviews and to my clients, is you're already using my affirmations method anyway. Every human being on this planet, all 8 billion of us, we're all using my affirmations method anyway. The problem is, number one, most people don't know they're doing it. And of course, number two is most people are asking really lousy questions. So once you study affirmations and start using it, you can actually ask better questions. And that's how you can start to transform your beliefs and change your life.
I love that. Well, I appreciate you coming on and sharing all that. And I love asking my guests all the time, because my listeners always want to know, if there was one piece of advice that you could give my listeners, what would it be?
Well, realize that help is available. You know, if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling frustrated, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling isolated, you know, help is available. Just make sure you are going to someone who has a system, right? A system for success, not just personality driven, right? That's what we talked about. But, you know, so help is available. You know, of course, that's why we have the free book at sevenfigureexpertbook.com. And also, if you go to breakthroughwithnoah.com, we have an 11-minute training video where it really goes over my whole philosophy and what makes my approach different, you know, and of course, lots of success stories too. But whoever you go to, just make sure they have a system so that you can follow it, because the success is in the system.
And that's awesome too, because just knowing that, you know, when I stop and look at my business, you know, I did sort of go, hey, you know what? There might be some places I don't have a system, you know? So even looking at your business and checking that out, it's very important for you to be aware. Most people start with a business plan, and there's a reason for that, because like you said, throwing stuff against the wall, see what sticks, isn't a great business plan.
Not so much.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate that. And you guys, we will have Dr. Noah will be in the Facebook group this week. So if you have questions, I will tag him in it so that he can get answers from you. So any questions you have or anything you want to share that helped you guys this week, I would really appreciate that. And I would love for you guys to come and you know, share where you think you're lacking a system in your business. Like when you looked at your business, if you would share that with us, you know, I love it when you guys come and just explain some of the things that are holding you up. And he did such a great job of explaining that, you know, we need to know who our buyers are and the results they want and those things. So where do you think you're missing? So come share that so that we can sort of help you out. We would love to have that. So Dr. Noah, thanks again for coming on. Appreciate
you. My pleasure. My pleasure.
And you guys, can't wait to see you in the Facebook group. And until next week, when Yo Adrian Talks, realize the power is within you. Do you want your life to be more flexible? Do you wish you had a house on the beach? Do you want to travel more? Do you yearn for financial stability? Would you love to be your own boss? We all have a different dream life. It is literally so different for everyone. I help each person individually figure out what they really want. And then we work on your mindset and actions to start creating the life you've always wanted. So if you're interested, go to yoadriantalks.com, click on coaching, and check out all my different coaching programs so that you can start having the life that you deserve.